is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holmlein, Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and we're very pleased to welcome Dr. Ali Al-Nuaimi, Chairman of the Defense Affairs, Interior, and Foreign Relations Committee of the UAE's Federal National Council. He is traveling. He is in Asia. However, in Newsweek, he has published an article telling us where we are now about the Abraham Accords, resolved these last months as a miracle for bringing peace to the Middle East. But, Doctor, you have written that the Abraham Accords are not only about the Emirati at the UAE and the Israeli government, but also about the whole region and the future of the whole region. How so? What is now possible thanks to the Abraham Accords? Good day to you.
Good day to you. Well, you see, I wrote this after the Gaza war. And unfortunately, I saw, you know, how the media, especially in the West, dealt with this issue. And many of them tried to blame the Israeli government on what's happened in Gaza. While actually those Hamas who started this war. And I wanted also to send the message, because many talked about that, you know, because of the outcome of that war, and those terrorists, you know, their narrative, they were, you know, spoken everywhere, and they said that the Abraham Accord is dead. So here I wanted to say, no, Abraham Accord is not only something that we did it with a vision that to change the region, but we see the future of this region through the Abraham Accord. You see, I want to remind everyone that almost 65% of the population in the Arab world are under the age of 30. And those youth, they are not radicalized. They want to live like others. They have hope. They believe in peace. They saw how the former or the previous generation suffered because of war, because of terrorism, because of hate. And they want a new life. And this is where I see that the Abraham Accord is opening new venues, new doors, and paving the way for a better future for the whole region by investing and talking to the youth with a new narrative, a narrative of peace for all.
Wonderful. Malcolm?
You are a really remarkable figure and a courageous spoken in what you wrote there, but I've known you for years. And you were way ahead of the curve in reaching out and recognizing the importance, as you wrote in the article, that it's not just about the UAE or the UAE and Israel. It's the whole region, and even more broadly, and all the predictions that it would dissipate once the administration changed or governments of Israel change, and quite the opposite, it gets stronger. But you and the UAE really laid the foundations much earlier. When I came years ago, you already were changing the education system and the narrative of some of the religious figures, as you wrote, trying to prepare the people. So we know that people want it. And other than your country, where the vast majority of youth want to stay, most of the other countries, they want to leave. How do you build that kind of faith? How do you overcome what they just witnessed in Gaza, which was Iran again trying to undermine the region?
Well, you see, Malcolm, you know, we made this peace for the whole region, for the people. And, you know, even we didn't do it just because Benjamin Netanyahu was in the government. You see, I just want to point to this issue. You know, the first foreign minister that called the new foreign minister in the Israeli government was Hussein Sheikh Abdullah to congratulate him. And to emphasize that we need to work together to promote peace in the region. And this is where we are moving forward. You see, we don't want to listen to others. We have our plan. We believe in what we are doing. We have our vision. And we consider now the Israeli not as a friend, but as a partner to change the whole region. And this is why we should have the courage. And by the way, many Arab leaders, they believe in what we are doing. But because of, you know, they didn't invest in their country to promote the values of coexistence, to counter hate, to pave the way for peace and show their people that peace is the only option where everyone will win. They're still struggling how to, you know, approach the general public. We don't have that. And this is why we are moving forward, encouraging them to do so. And I believe that, you know, say after the COVID-19 restrictions, you know, are moved, I think there is so many initiatives that will start from the region between the Israeli and the Emirati and other Arabs that will bring us together.
Dr. Al-Nuami, prosperity makes everybody peaceful. Is prosperity part of the story now for the UAE and Israel? Can you transform the whole region with prosperity?
You see, prosperity is everyone wish, but you can't have prosperity unless you have stability and security. And this is why, you know, what we want security, stability, and prosperity for everyone, for all. And the good thing that, you see, the Arab youth, you know, they look at the UAE as a model where real prosperity is there. You know, it's not planned that they hear about, but they, something that they see by their eyes, and they wish to have this in their country. This is why we are telling them, let's move forward. Let's, you know, join forces and bring every, all those who believe in peace to come together and work hard in it. You know, those terrorists are willing to fight for their agenda. So we are who believe in peace. We should fight for this. We should be willing to sacrifice for peace. And this is why we should have the courage to speak up about peace and promote the peace value and try to create, to build bridges, actually, that of respect, trust, and also joint venture, working together to change the whole region with everyone, including the Israelis.
Malcolm, one more
question. The Gulf Council, Cooperation Council, will yesterday said that they talked about it. They want the Iran negotiations to address the ballistic missile program of Iran. Does the UAE and the other players feel that you are part of the talks? Are there specific things you want to see addressed other than just the nuclear program?
We have about a minute, Dr. Al-Nuami, about 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, I think the Iran is a regime that, you know, we need to speak one language to the American, the European, the Arabs. And this is the way that we will help the Iranian people. This regime has an agenda. It's and part of that agenda, actually, the nuclear program, the missiles, exporting the those terrorist organizations and support them in the whole region, especially Hezbollah and Hamas and the Jihad. This should be stopped if we want peace in the region. And this won't happen unless the whole world, especially the American administration, the European, the Chinese, the Russian, the Arabs, speak one language to the Iranian regime that they have to change. And if they do, we all will help them. We will all support them. We want the Iranian people actually to enjoy the prosperity and the development that we are having in our country.
Dr. Ali Al-Nuami is chairman of the Defense Affairs, Interior, and Foreign Relations Committee of the United Arab Emirates Federal National Council, writing most recently at Newsweek about it is time to free the Palestinians from Hamas and Iran. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.